History. Welcome to Boza Castle, also known as the Castle of Serravalle, named after the hill on which it was built. This hill effectively closes one side of the large valley through which the River Temo flows. The castle was built on the initiative of the Marqueses of Malaspina, originally from Lunigiana, a sub-region located on the border between Tuscany and Liguria. The Marqueses of Malaspina were granted land from Pope Benedict VIII, including that of the Temo Valley, for having participated, together with the Pisans and the Genoese, in the fight against the Saracens, stationed in North Africa and southern Spain, and who had repeatedly threatened to occupy Sardinia. In 1016, the Marqueses, in reward for their commitment to the protection of Sardinia, obtained a part of the Planagia, a sub-region of Sardinia that has as its capital the city of Boza, and in 1112 they built the first structure of the current castle on the hillside of Serravalle. With the construction of the castle, the population of Boza Vetus moved to the hillside below the castle. Boza Vetus, the ancient town of Boza, was founded in the 9th century BC by the Phoenicians and was later Romanized, and stood near the present church of San Pietro in the locality called Messer Kimbe. Living below the new castle offered better protection against pirate raids, which then and up until the end of the 18th century were frequent occurrences in the Mediterranean. Recent studies of the castle have, however, changed both the dating of the fortress and the nearby medieval village, which would have been born around the middle of the 1200s. This was the same era in which the poet Dante Alighieri was born in Florence, who, among other things, was a personal friend and guest of Morello Malaspina, often mentioned in Dante's epistles. In 1317, the Marqueses of Malaspina, in great economic difficulties, were forced to give the castle and the territories of Boza and Planagia to the ruler of the Judicate of Alborea, Mariano III. Under the rule of Alborea, the castle was greatly enlarged and made particularly secure from a military point of view, so much so that in 1385 the judge regent Eleonora decided that her son Federico, the little judge of Alborea, should live here for a few months after threats of kidnapping by the Aragonese. At this time, Pope Bonifacio VIII had granted the Aragonese the feudal rights of the islands of Sardinia and Corsica. In 1478, despite the strenuous defence of Sardinian independence by the last descendant of the Judicate of Alborea, the Marquis of Oristano, Leonardo Alagan, the whole of Sardinia became part of the Spanish world for the next few centuries. Under the Catalan Aragonese domination first and then Spanish rule, the castle would be transformed into a real military garrison, the walls greatly enlarged, reaching the considerable perimeter of about 352 metres. Low quadrangular towers were built, and later also a pentagonal tower, 11 metres high, made of bands of red trachyte block, which today still retain the papal Aragonese battlements and the embankment towards the sea.